Given Purpose will resume regular podcast episodes on Tuesday, May 5th with season 4, focused on arrogance and pride. If you have not completed the 12-week series, Elements of Anger, this is a great opportunity to do so. All the links will be in the show notes, or you can visit www.ourgivenpurpose.com. Greetings, people of purpose, and welcome to this space. I am Tori, your host, and this is Our Given Purpose, the podcast. I hope that you all are enjoying these mini episodes while we are on break. There are some positive aspects of being under quarantine. Yeah, my workload has increased significantly, but I am enjoying some amazing conversations with incredible people. Today, I am extremely honored to introduce Ms. Linda Shepherd to the podcast. She is a writer, speaker, poet, and exhorter of God's Word. She recently appeared on Biblical Transformation, the podcast, with Pastor Nigel Alleen of All Nations Community Church, ANCC. I will link that in the show notes as well. Ms. Linda and I are sisters in Christ. Her ministry spans this city and beyond as she reaches out to hundreds of people daily and thousands of people worldwide through her devotionals. I present Close to His Word, Part 2, with special guest Ms. Linda Shepherd, reading Psalm 91 in English and Spanish on Our Given Purpose, the podcast.
Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisy pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salmo 91. El que habita al abrigo del Altísimo morará bajo la sombra del Omnipotente. Diré yo a Jehová, esperanza mía y castillo mío, mi Dios en quien confiaré. Él te librará del lazo del cazador, de la peste destructora. Con sus plumas te cubrirá, y bajo de sus alas estarás seguro. Escudo y adarga es su verdad. No temerás el terror nocturno, ni saeta que vuelve de día, ni pestilencia que ande en oscuridad, ni mortandad que en medio del día destruya. Caerán a tu lado 1,000 y 10,000 a tu diestra, mas a ti no llegará. Ciertamente con tus ojos mirarás y verás la recompensa de los impíos. Porque has puesto a Jehová, que es mi esperanza, al Altísimo por tu habitación, no te sobrevendrá mal, ni plaga tocará tu morada. Pues a sus ángeles mandará acerca de ti, que te guarden en todos tus caminos. En las manos te llevarán para que tu pie no tropiece en piedra. Sobre el león y el áspid pisarás. oyerás el cachorro del león y al dragón. Por cuanto en mí has puesto su amor, yo también lo libraré y le pondré en alto por cuanto ha conocido mi nombre. Me invocaré y yo le respondré. Con él estaré yo en la angustia. Lo liberaré y le glorificaré, le sacaré de larga vida y le mostraré mi salvación.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for your children. I thank you for your word. I give you all the honor and praise. Lord, I love you. Amid all the grief, chaos, and destruction, I turn to you and follow your light. You are with me. You are with us in this storm. Thank you, Abba Father, for your sons and daughters. May we keep you as the center of our joy. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Linda Shepherd, for your time and reading Psalm 91. People of purpose, I challenged you on Tuesday to do something different. Be extraordinary. Get online, go live, pray, lead a Bible study, or simply talk about the goodness of God. Connect with other believers and share the words God has placed on your heart. Today is a great day to get started. Why not now? I hope that you have been enjoying these mini pods as much as I have enjoyed producing them. When I scheduled my 2020 recording seasons, I was not expecting to be COVID-19 restricted. This disease has claimed so many lives, and I am in constant prayer for those of you who are serving on the front line. For all of those who are being innovative with teaching Bible lessons, bringing church services to millions, I say thank you and job well done. Your work is appreciated. Our Given Purpose will resume regular podcast episodes with interviews and more on Tuesday, May 5th. Season 4 is focused on arrogance and pride. Please complete the first 12-week series, Elements of Anger. All the links will be in the show notes, and you can visit www.ourgivenpurpose.com. This has been Close to His Word, Part 2, featuring Linda Shepherd. Thank you for listening. I am Tori, and this is Our Given Purpose, the podcast.